Si not, Jesus, this is Mr. John Scott Eccles from London.
Good evening, Mr. John Scott Eccles. Welcome to Wisteria Lodge.
Grotesque.
I beg your pardon?
Forgive me, I was thinking aloud.
Oh.
But since I suppose we must consider you a man of letters...
Thank you very much.
Let me ask your advice. How would you define the word grotesque?
Well, that was good. You must come and have dinner with me sometime. We could go to my club. I say we could go to my club. Señor Garcia?
Yes? What did you say?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, you mustn't think me rude, but... this is a curious sort of household.
What do you mean?
But nothing, really, nothing. It's just, well, a household of Spaniards in traditional old Surrey. It's not exactly normal, is it now? I didn't mean any harm by it.
Grotesque, well, strange, remarkable.
No.
There's surely something more to it than that. Some underlying suggestion of the tragic and the terrible.
What the devil? Who's there?
Mr. Scott Eccles.
Señor Garcia? Whatever's the matter?
Why did you ring?
Ring? I didn't ring.
But I heard the bell. The servants are asleep. It's just past one.
Then I should be asleep too, sir. We both should.
I was so sure. I can't think what happened.
Oh, never mind. It's of no consequence. No great harm done.
Good night, then. Sleep well.
Yes, well, that's what I was doing.
May I consult you? I've just had the most incredible and grotesque experience.
Came. Just before lunch, dispatched from Charing Cross.
Mm. Scott Eccles. Man or woman?
A man, of course.
Of course. Well, no woman would ever send a reply-paid telegram. She would have come, permission or no.
Ah, really?
You will see soon enough. Grotesque. And incredible.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Señor Garcia? Carlo? I did ask to be called at 8. It's gone 9. Hello? Oh, what the devil is everyone? If this is some kind of a joke, I should very much like some hot water. Oh, damn it! Is there nobody here at all?
Mr. Scott Eccles. In the first place... might have come to me.
Well, sir, it didn't seem to be a matter for the police. And yet, when you've heard the facts, you'll admit that I could hardly leave it where it was. Of course, private detectives are a class with whom I have absolutely no sympathy.
Quite so. And in the second place, why didn't you come at once?
What do you mean?
Well, it's now 2:15, but your disturbance clearly dates from the very moment of your waking this morning.
How in the world could you know that?
Your appearance, Mr. Scott Eccles.
Oh, yes, I see. I never gave it a thought. I was only too glad to get out of such a house.
Indeed.
And since then, I've been running round making inquiries. I went to the house agents, you know, and they said that Mr. Garcia's rent was paid up, and they said that everything was all right at Wisteria.
Yeah, come, sir. You're like my friend here, who has a bad habit of telling his stories wrong end foremost.
Oh?
Take a moment, Mr. Scott Eccles. Arrange your thoughts.
Yes, of course.
And then tell us exactly what these events are, which have sent you out, unbrushed, unshaved, and unkempt, in search of advice and assistance.
Benito Gomez, Pepe Nieto, Luis Nieto, Angel Nieto, Victor de la Torre, Arturo Ramos, Asunción Rodriguez, Anna Ridruello.
So, Spanish host, Spanish servant, and Spanish cook all vanished into the night.
Never in my life have I been placed in such a humiliating position. I was furious.
Perfectly understandable.
Yes. You described this Garcia as a good friend.
So I thought.
Even though you've known him less than a week.
He took a fancy to me.
I am of a sociable turn, being a bachelor.
Quite so.
But now I need to find out exactly what he thinks he's playing at.
Mm.